It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this evening. We've got Troy Sanders of Mastodon. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
You've got a lot going on. Obviously, Mastodon's got a new record, but you've got another project made up of, you know, you and members of bands like Queens of the Stone Age and At the Drive-In. The band is called Gone Is Gone. There's a new album called Echolocation, which is out now. And making that first Gone Is Gone EP was a completely new and a very spontaneous process. What was foremost in your mind about making this one?
Good question. It was kind of experimental getting together in the first place. We all had the desire to do something different. It sounded exciting and a little bit refreshing compared to what we're used to doing with our time. The EP, we had so much fun putting it together, and it was done quite easily as far as friendship and camaraderie goes, and we felt like we had a chemistry that was worth attempting to tap into further. And after the EP was released, we did a show in Los Angeles, a release show, and we had so much fun playing on stage together. It was just stress-free, pressure-free, and it was just very enjoyable. So we vowed to attempt continuing the band. And thankfully, all four of us were on the same page where when we had these small windows of time off tour together, we would convene in Los Angeles and start working on new music. And it came together. A lot of new music came together much quicker than we would have ever anticipated. And within a few weeks of jamming together, we had what would become the Echolocation album. So it was a combination of momentum and just enjoying ourselves with one another. It's just having a different band is when we're all very fulfilled with our other bands, it just is a different adventure and a different sense of fulfillment. And it's very, very enjoyable. And it's nice to put that back into ourselves when we're playing music. Not worrying about the next record's got to be better than the last, and this show's got to be better than the last. It's kind of the energy of having your very first band a long time ago, and it was strictly done for fun and for all of the right reasons.
Troy Sanders of Mastodon is with us talking about his band Gone Is Gone. We're going to check out music from that album in a bit. Right now, new Mastodon, their album Emperor of Sand just came out. This is Sultan's Curse on Full Metal Jacket Radio. Full Metal Jacket. Troy Sanders of Mastodon is with us tonight. Mastodon's got a new album, Gone Is Gone. Troy's other band also has a new album, which is out now. It's called Echolocation. And let's talk about Mastodon for a sec. Mastodon can be conceptual as an allegory for catharsis. How does that apply to the new Mastodon album?
It applies completely and directly. We tend to write and channel the emotions and experiences that we actually have in our lives. For better or worse, we tend to pull on what's been affecting us and what we've been living and experiencing over the previous tour cycle. In other words, the last record came out 2 years ago and we started touring it. The time that record was done recording, without knowing it, the process for what will become the next record starts then. Whether it's good things or bad things, even if the storyline is left of center or very odd, it's a parallel to what the story is that we're telling from our collective experience over the past couple of years together. So I think it's always a very therapeutic process for us because we channel all of these energies through the art that we call Mastodon.
Troy Sanders is with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come, Joss's weekly pick from the pit. Also music from Metallica and Testament, and more with Troy coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jacket, Troy Sanders of Mastodon and Gone Is Gone with us on the show tonight. And Gone Is Gone doesn't have a history like Mastodon. Why is the opportunity to create without expectation so valuable to a musician?
It becomes worry-free. It becomes stress-free and extremely enjoyable. Without any of those pressures on our shoulders or weighing on our minds, we strictly get together because we enjoy doing it. And it's the only reason that we get together and have Gone Is Gone in the first place is because we want it. We don't necessarily need it, but we all dearly want it. And that creates an environment and a camaraderie that is done strictly out of joy. of creating music with new people, new experiences. I believe that the four of us in Gone Is Gone have a very cool chemistry that is worth exploring. And thankfully, we're all on the same page with that. Because if one guy was like, hey, I'm completely fulfilled with this other thing, I don't need this anymore, then that would be the end of it. But thankfully, all four of us are on the same page. And that's very, very rare when you have four grown people that are in this relationship together. We've beaten the odds already, and it's a whole lot of damn fun, basically.
Troy Sanders with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come. Joss's weekly pick from the pit. Also, music from Metallica. We'll check out a tune from Body Count. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Troy Sanders of Mastodon and Gone Is Gone with us on the show tonight. And you, Brent, and Braun from Mastodon, obviously, all sing. What was different about the way you built the vocal interaction on the new album compared to how you mesh instrumentally?
Well, one of the beauties of Mastodon is that we have a three-way vocal tag team, and it's created very selflessly, meaning that if I write a certain set of lyrics, but Brent's voice fits better on the part, then Brent will take those lyrics and that's his part. A lot of times Braun will write lyrics for something, but the voice that calls for it is my voice, then I'll take it. That's very interchangeable of who writes what and who performs what. That's a great quality to have, as opposed to, you know, hey, I wrote it, so I'm singing it. That doesn't fly. And ultimately, we all want the greater good of the song, no matter who performs it. And we have to have three distinct voices, so we kind of let the music dictate who sings where. If it's got this 70s, very, you know, airy bridge to it or something, well, that's going to be our drummer Braun's voice. If something is in the line of a gruff Melvin's approach or something, that would be me. So we just kind of put the placement of people and our voices where we feel it belongs. And that's a really, really cool thing that we have.
Troy Sanders of Mastodon is with us, celebrating the release of the new Mastodon album, Emperor of Sand. It's out now. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Motionless and White, Judas Priest, and more with Troy from Mastodon. Full Metal Jackie, Troy Sanders of Mastodon, and Gone Is Gone with us on the show tonight. Mastodon and Eagles of Death Metal are going to be touring together. How does each band balance the other to make an overall great show?
Well, we strive to put a package together that will want people to leave their house. We've been touring nonstop, we've basically been touring our entire career. We just turned 17 years old, and a lot of people have seen us once, twice, five times, or more. So we always are trying to better ourselves as a band, but for those that have saw us the last tour and three times before that, we want to give a good reason to come out again, so we try to put together a package that we feel is solid for a music listener. Eagles of Death Metal are a fantastic, fun, upbeat rock and roll band, and I think that we share a lot of the same crowds. A lot of Mastodon fans like them, a lot of Eagles fans like us. I think if we put the two together, it's going to draw from both parties' fan base and just make it bigger and better. And we always try to do that. We feel like we've exercised as many of the heavy metal tours that we could possibly have ever done. So to branch out a little bit is kind of exciting. A handful of years ago, we did a co-headline tour with Against Me, and that went really, really well. It kind of opened ears for people that weren't familiar with us. Our fans maybe not familiar with Against Me. It worked really well. It's a little bit more diverse. So I think Mastodon, Eagles of Death Metal is just a no-brainer. Knock it out of the park.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Troy Sanders of Mastodon. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to check out new music from Motionless and White, and we'll have more with Troy from Mastodon. Full Metal Jackie, Troy Sanders of Mastodon is with us. Pick up the new Mastodon album. It's called Emperor of Sand. Troy's other band, Gone Is Gone, put out an album called Echolocation. That's out now. Mastodon's going to be out with Eagles of Death Metal. Troy, I know we've got this upcoming tour, but are there any plans beyond that you can talk about?
Well, we hope to stay very healthy and and continue to tour the usual year and a half, 2 years on this record. That's what we enjoy doing. We like to create the music that we love, and we try to bring it to as many people around the world as we possibly can. So we are starting to line up all the months ahead of us with lots and lots of shows. It's what we love to do. It's been great for us so far. So, you know, this record's not broke, so we don't intend on fixing it.
Awesome. Well, congrats again on everything, and good luck with all that's to come. And thanks so much, Troy.
Of course. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.